Based on refuge prayer that we have just done, please generate right motives to participate in this discourse for this, so that through the teaching and through the practice of the teaching, we may grow spiritually. And with that growth, so that we may be able to help both self and others, of course, others more than self. To do a practice, one must be informed about the practice. And since information and the knowledge cannot be gained independent of some reliable sources, we do have to rely on the sources such as this Lamrim text. So Lamrim has three stages, as you know: practice of beginners, practice of middling practitioners, practice of the advanced practitioner, And the part we are dealing with, we have started doing, is the advanced practice of the advanced. And now, it is not that, you know, we simply listen to the practice of the advanced and leave our mind as separate from the content of the practice. What we need to do is, we need to see that our mind becomes the values taught, enshrined in the practice of the advanced practitioners, with a view to changing one's heart, with a view to changing one's mind, to becoming the very topics of the teaching. Please feel that you will do your best in bringing about that transformation of the heart.
原先一个区的给我前面一个前面一个区的那意思去学我前面区的嘛也有个区的将来我年一个区应该按学我前面一个区差也给我前面区差的也有一那样他区的给我前面一个区罗门州的都让你跟我来了去学的那年一个那还得学我妈的那意思
So there's no doubt the teaching I'm going to talk about is Thakpa Chenpo Mahayana teaching, or the teaching about the practice of the advanced. And the teaching, therefore, you are hearing, you are listening, is undoubtedly that. But whether what you actually do by sitting and participating does become a Mahayana thing or not doesn't depend on what I speak or your physical presence here and hearing the words. it entirely depends on whether you participate in this discourse with a view to growing spiritually for the sake of helping relieve suffering beings throughout space, overcome their suffering. So if one listens to the teaching, if one gave the teaching with such a view, then by dint of that very motivation, the simple act of participation in the teaching becomes Mahayana practice. So the Mahayanist, or therefore an altruistic practitioner, doesn't necessarily have to be someone high in society with the power and position, doesn't have to be someone sitting on a throne clad in a saffron robes or maroon robes, doesn't have to be necessarily human or monks and nuns, doesn't have to be necessarily human. It can be even dog, even an animal. And so an advanced practitioner, a Mahayanist, is that person who develops in their heart the intention of bringing the highest good, the greatest good, to the greatest number possible. As soon as any species of being develops such an intention, on that very spot, there and then, they have become a Mahayanist. That very species of being is worthy of veneration, worthy of our respect. So, all Lamrim teachings and works stem originally from the writing of the great Indian master called Atisha. In his writing called Bodhipatta Pradipa, which is the Sanskrit title. Bodhi means Buddhahood, Pata means path, Pradipa means the light. Okay, the lamp on the path to enlightenment. In his writing called The Lamp on the Path to Enlightenment, describing what an advanced practitioner is, he says, an advanced practitioner or Mahayanist is that who, taking their own suffering as an example, and as an example for something to be got rid of, and therefore develops genuine empathy for the vast suffering of the vast majority of beings, and then knuckles down to doing their best to help others overcome. Such a person, he says, is a Mahayanist.
Yes. ඒ රණිලා තේසේක නැන්ජි විදුමාදේ නදේවද රණි හකුරිය තින්දේශේක නැන්ජි විදුමාදේ රණිගේ හකවහින්ද තින්දේ විදුමාදේ රණ මෙදේ දෙගමාරේ මෙදේව නොයි ශේන මෙදේ බසනොතයි ශේක නැන්ජි විදුමාදේ පාම් රණි කොංගවම ජෙන් පාම් ඒ උජෙන් කියන කොංගවයි ශිරිංගෝනේ අනුලෝධ ජෝනින රණි තින්දේ ලෝජෝනේ කොසාදේ ඒවි චෙන්බෝ
So, Geshe-la now elaborates on what Atisha said. And what he said is that at the moment we may think, you know, I don't feel any pain in my body, in my mind. Therefore, you know, I'm really well off. I'm feeling good. And indeed, one may feel that one is in at one's best in terms of our experience of our physical, psychological well-being. Despite this apparent state of well-being, we as a human being, and therefore we as a samsaric being, are undergoing the false human sufferings. Of being born, of constant aging, intermittent sickness, and this incessant aging is taking us incessantly to death, which is a really big suffering. So despite our sense of well-being, our life is basically beset with this suffering that we may be conscious of, or we may not be conscious of, but yet experience them. And therefore, these four universally human sufferings are not something that people seek, and therefore they are highly undesirable. And as one finds these undesirable, for when you experience these, you feel the hurt. And then you need, just as you develop the desire, intention to overcome them, and you overcome them, so not because you as an individual would be permanently free from all these. Rather, you could be free of these sufferings, which are constant constraints on our body and mind. So that you can be free of these constraints, free of these, then you would be able to reach out to a vast number of sentient beings who have been indescribably kind to us throughout ages. With this view, if one made attempt to overcome this suffering, that person has developed a Mahayanist attitude.
Maya. ジョージが何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何ジョージ何 수습이 나주 텐아도 주비 텐데
도고리야 요래. So generally speaking, to be effective in one's practice, we need to achieve what is called yogic mind. A yogic mind can be a yogic mind bit common between Buddhists and non-Buddhists, and that could be the practice of concentration and shamatha and vipassana, you know, mundane shamatha, shamatha means karma by simple pointed concentration, and vipassana means vipassana or special insight is of two types, mundane and transmundane. And so you can develop mundane yogic mind, you could develop a transmundane yogic mind of understanding the four truths, truth of suffering, origin of suffering, truth of total cessation of suffering, and the path to cessation. And if one wants to take the yogic mind still further, you could then develop the yogic mind understanding selflessness or shunyata or emptiness, how everything is empty of any type of intrinsic nature. And if you want to take it even a notch further and reach the top notch, as it were, you could couple this wisdom, this yogic mind understanding shunyata or emptiness with universal altruism, wanting to bring about the greatest happiness for the greatest number. And if one can develop this kind of yogic mind, one would have done extremely well in terms of reaching out to others. So if a yogic mind of practicing shamatha and vipassana, which is concentration and special insight into reality, is based on refuge in the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, then this yogic mind of shamatha and vipassana could become Buddhist practice. However, if this yogic mind is done independent of refuge in Buddha and Dharma Sangha, it could be nothing more than a common yogic mind. So, if this common yogic mind of shamatha and vipassana, concentration and in special insight, is done in relation to meditation on the four noble truths of suffering, origin of suffering, cessation and path to cessation, for the sake or with a view to achieving nirvana or the state of nirvana, and with a view to overcoming three poisonous delusions of desire, hatred and ignorance and all others, as well as the negative karma, then that yogic mind of shamatha and vipassana would become a vehicle for individual emancipation, individual liberation, and therefore it would become the practice of the middling grade, or the middling practitioner.
Oh yeah, that's the big deal. To be lot easy. Nandos dunya ki tawa de jamtu bhi hamare. Tuma tawa din jo mene hi ta. Tuma tawa de dhamri ki ta dendri ki chhe dendri ki chhe mene ta dendri de me vachhe ka tela ani dhamre to bhi kada dhamre to bhi ani shine ba phantom hoyi ta ani dev dendri ki ta dhamre to bhi shira bhi sunyungi lo te phantom ka tum kya tum aati kala dhamre to bhi shira bhi lo te dhamyungi.
So, yet with the yogic mind based on refuge in the three jewels, based on understanding of the four truths, and will not succeed in severing the root of a vicious cycle of a birth and death in samsara. And despite the fact that one would achieve some degree of relief, the root, that potent seed or the root of samsara will remain unchecked. For the root of a mundane vicious cycle is said to be dendin, grasping at true intrinsic nature, grasping or holding the belief, which is a misconception, holding the belief in one's mind, what belief is in the mind, sorry. So holding the belief that things have some intrinsic true nature about them. So that is said to be the root of our perception and all our actions. So to sever the root, we need to develop what is called selflessness, the idea, the knowledge that things do not have such an intrinsic true nature. Things are in fact empty, devoid of such misperceived true nature. Therefore, if one practices shamatha and vipassana with a view to developing this knowledge, you could call it in a way cutting edge knowledge, the cutting edge knowledge that would sever this misconception at the root, then you would have developed the skill to overcome samsara completely.
That's delaya. Dome den desu delaya. Ane rujiba michegi tomogi desu gei nelu dame chikta, ne motel dame chikta. Im michegi de mitukegi ane dame niyo. Ane eta denjegi ta im michegi desu ne dame nanji gazo ane kata. Then, 일본은 그다음에
So, with regards to the idea the knowledge of our selflessness, the cutting edge knowledge of selflessness or non-true intrinsic nature. There are four schools of Buddhist thought, four schools of Buddhist thought, and the Buddhist schools are divided in their understanding, in the understanding of that knowledge of separateness. Of four schools of a Buddhist thought, except the last school, which could be the highest school, all other schools, including part of the highest school, for them, separateness is established in terms of what is negated. What is negated? But in terms of the high school, the true. 근데 그때 뭐 말이야? 똥신원에 가서 똥신원 가서 딱 가서 강사 강추를 딱 잡아요 말이야. 똥신원이 잡아요 어디서 그래?
가지고 똥이 그런 거니 그런 거 어디서 바로 와?
같이 찍었어. 오케이. So for 저는 태국면 몰라?
그러면 봐라.
똥신원.
멀리군이 잡아요 말이야. 똥신군이 잡아요 왜 말이야?
가시고 제발 잡아 와라 저 그래
좀 도중에 제발 잡아 말 또 거기서 가리 때나 거 도지 가리 이내면 때 그거 너 저기 그 동안 될라 그거 다 매야 될라 나 다 도지 가리 미쳐 주는 거 말에 때라 아니 아 로제트비 때 가서 말에 내가 저기 동안 돼 지나가 근데 저 이제 치지도 매야 줘 아니 오무 그 치지도 매라 차라 오무 엄마 못 보내기로 와 엄마 다 로지가 너 지시해 된 적이 로제트비 때 집에 동안 돼 그거 갑니다. 에 가서 내가 저기 동안 돼. 아, 진담해. 어떻게 하면 돼? 같이
일하면서
엄마 전에 때문에 가는 거 봐.
So, according to the lower schools, that notion of selflessness is different in terms of the factor negated. For example, they say, with regard to a person, the emptiness of a person, okay, I'll say that again, the person being empty of self-sufficient, substantial entity is said to be emptiness of person, but emptiness of true existence, emptiness of a true existence of person is phenomena. Emptiness of a phenomena.
되죠, 맞게 싫어다. 강사 라기 때문에 다이어 건뭐지 강사 담에 샤브래.
예.
아니 강사 대표 쪽으로 또 뭐지 쭉 담에 샤브래.
나 대신 집이 그때. So exactly. So I was just confirming.
But 대신 노메 때 노예 나처럼 노예 하고는 야간을 지나는 노 노스를 당해 뭐 그래.
And but with regard to the highest school, there's no such a distinction between person and phenomena. Person and phenomena. Person means, ourselves. Phenomena means, person means one's eye. And phenomena means one's body, one's possession, and all outer things. So, from the point of view of the highest school, there's no distinction between person and phenomena. Both types of phenomena, or both categories, are equally empty of any degree of intrinsic existence, true existence, natural existence, and all such terms boil down to the same point, lacking any objective existence. So here, there are two citations, two-line citations. Please bear, it might sound sexist, but no, it's not, if you wait. It says, Father is skillful in means, Mother is wisdom gone beyond, transcendent wisdom gone beyond. So, in Buddhism, there are the all practices yet again are put into dichotomy of father and mother, and male and female. And when it says father skillful in means, refers to all practices which are grounded in bodhicitta. All practices grounded in bodhicitta. By dint of this bodhicitta, the altruistic intention to be a Buddha, that anything done becomes a Mahayanis. And so an analogy is given. Let's say a child is fathered by a prince or a king. If the child is fathered by a king, or a queen, if a child is fathered by a king, then the child has a royal blood and a royal, for example, line. If a child is fathered by a, let's say, Brahmin, although the mother may be a queen, but the child will end up being Brahmin by line. In the same way, bodhicitta has kind of a royal supremacy about it. In changing any kind of practice, even an act of giving a morsel of food to a bird, but with a view to helping, with a view to getting some goodness for the sake of achieving liberation for the sake of all beings, then that small act becomes a potent Mahayana practice, a lineage. However, if the same practice of giving a piece of bread to an animal is grounded in the intention of attaining liberation just for oneself, then despite it being, despite the practice, despite such a practice, being grounded in wisdom, understanding emptiness, will end up being, you know, Hinayana by nature. So, what the text is? Pardon? So of course in Asia, like in countries like China, India, and the rest of Asia, Parik means father's deen is determined the line of the children, bloodline. So is it the same in the West? And since, you know, in the Buddhist teachings came from India, and therefore came from India and went from one Asian country to another Asian country with the same belief system, that the idea is conveyed in that way. This now is the opportunity to educate so that better examples could be used. Of course, you could just reverse the other way, and you could say the flip side of it. You can say, mother is skillful in means, and father has wisdom gone beyond. You could say it, if you want, you could say it other way around too.
So, what do you mean?
Please tell us, what is your, in the West, does father's line, how does bloodline determine your bloodline?
I think it varies. Yes.
It's related to the surname of the child.
No, not necessarily. Not anymore. In the past, certainly it has. It has changed.
Yeah.
In modern times, it's different, but in the past, it certainly makes with the father's line, the name, and things.
Not really. It's just what I'm going to say. So, mother name is the girl, and the father name is the girl. It's just what I'm going to say.
I will change in the future, because you say motherland as we say fatherland. You say mother tongue and we say father tongue. No, he didn't like it. Anyway, Geshe-la, this one, Nama yin nara wa, Kwe chi ye lu su yi gyoshin dao re, Nama yin nara ki paru rik di, Bubu rik ane chi ki tia, Kasu taji chi wa re, Yine ting sang, Da, this gyoshin dao re,
You need both, don't you? Like wisdom and compassion, so you need the female and the male.
And Geshe-la, and Geshe-la, Pa-ri Geshe-mo-da, Ma-ri Geshe-mo-da, Ga-ma-ri-ta-ba, Si-tang-shok-ni-yi-ba-no-che-ra-ba, Ta-ta-shir-m-ni-ge, Ma-ri-ta-ya-ta-ba.
That is just a little bit of a story.
And thank you for the mother, Jiggy. Tap Jangway and Lego Marit, a share of Jangway and Lego Marit, so what? Tap just soon to do the Lego or what?
In the time, every night. Yeah, Chira Tuggy told them Mandeva, you
know? No.
Young Luma, this year will be.
But this was
Chira Jumby, young Mandor, yes.
Not like
Chira Jumby, young Lumber, you don't do 2 years.
No.
Chapa mean a combat in a combat chip on part, do 2 years, wow,
let it.
Or Dina Jiggy, Chira Jimbo, the last year, do 2 years.
No.
Who could I? Shopa Nime, Chief Potoyo Marte, Yinaya, Drozin, Drotoyo, Drotoyo, number 3 jevi chi ju gu la ka xiao ba ti ne jian ju san de xia san de xiang zhou de zhe ye
de
nao ji ke mian de zhou ye ge ta ta ba tang ji de ni gong gong de ye ge ta ji xiao ba de an yin yun de zhe ye
na de
xiao qian bi ge ta ji xiao ba de xiang ju san de de ta de ni xiao ji zhan zhou ge yao de
na So, the point it is trying to make is that with wisdom, you can reach the state of nirvana. Okay, with wisdom, you can reach the state of hearers. You can reach Pratyeka Buddhas, you can reach the state of Buddhahood, the Bodhisattvas, you can reach Buddhahood, okay, with wisdom. Wisdom is the mother of all transcendent Arya beings. Do you know? Okay, wisdom is the mother. Wisdom, understanding the true nature of how things are, is likened to mother. And so, anyway, it has the capacity to produce Arya beings of hearer lineage, Pratyekabuddha lineage, and Bodhisattva lineage. And now, if this wisdom is coupled with a type of method practice called refuge in Buddha and Dhamma and Sangha, then it becomes, you know, a practice for higher rebirth. Then wisdom would be a practice for higher rebirth in the next lifetime. If that wisdom, understanding emptiness, is coupled with intention of self-preservation or liberation only for yourself, then that wisdom is able to take you to the state of nirvana. However, if you couple that wisdom with another type of a method start of the Buddhist practice, called bodhicitta, then this wisdom has the capacity to produce bodhisattvas. So, for this wisdom to reach the state of Buddhahood, it has to go in tandem with bodhicitta. Wisdom alone cannot get to even on the first of the five parts of Mahayana. So it has to go in tandem with the bodhicitta. So what I'm talking about here is how terribly important bodhicitta is for that wisdom to produce a bodhisattva.
Marsa, Tane, Garcia, Tobaina, Sametig, Tumo, Jimba, Nashi, Jerez, Tane, Garcia, Tobaina, Sametig, Tela, Chen, Chil, the Lee, the Tela, Tobaina, Sametig, Jerez, 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 Tela, Tobaina, Sametig,
대답을 대라 세면대 아니 샤비 카라시
샹로다
아니 인주다 전주기 생 가리다바 있네 대책을 해서 대대그 맞아봐 전주 가자 샹로기 아니 가자 샹로선 얘기 사면 사원이 전주기 생한다 아니 가서 타와다 탄지 챙겨 공부 조조교 말해 대리지엔 사네 갔다 오거든요 인주 대답고 양 인주선 이게 타와 챙기 소지지 공부 대한 제투교 말 양 전주기 생 사면 더
So, to explain by way of an example, let's say there's a seed. Okay, and that seed, there's a seed, and the seed is unique in that it will give rise to a seedling of which it is able to give rise to. Now, other things also help germination of the seed. Other things are like water, heat, and maybe some fertilizers. Water, heat, and fertilizers are collective contributors, are collective causes, conditions. And water, heat, moisture, they have all kinds of seed to give rise to the particular potency the seeds have. For example, if you sow the seed of a barley, and the barley seed would be assisted by other conditions collectively by water, heat, and fertilizers, but the barley seed will only produce barley, not wheat, or not maize corn, or not chili, for example. In the same way, wisdom understanding four noble truths, wisdom understanding the true nature of reality, unlike heat, moisture, and fertilizers. And now, what these types of wisdom can produce depends on the seed. And if these wisdoms are conjoined only with refuge in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, then the person might only succeed to come back as a human and not achieve nirvana. For the wisdom is not the seed of is not conjoined with the seed of nirvana. If these types of knowledge, understanding four truths, understanding emptiness, and so on, are linked with the desire for liberation or nirvana, then collectively they will help germinate the seed of liberation in the heart of a person wanting to achieve. But such a desire for liberation conjoined with wisdom will not produce Buddhahood. However, if these different types of wisdom are conjoined with a desire for Buddhahood, the highest Buddhahood, so that you can reach out to all beings as much as you want to, then these moisture-like different types of wisdom will produce a Bodhisattva, and therefore who will gradually become a Buddha. So from there you can see how wisdom is likened to heat. Okay, different types of wisdom produce all kinds of, can help germinate all kinds of seeds with a unique property.
你是三级以前的那个三级公布套吧的，那你东西都别到啊，反正别的都别去了，啊不，再到江边去，江边去，那边的，再来三级公布套吧了，那你看看啊，像像你这，像这的生意，那你可是中国吧？你拿什么呢？你往里，让你开始，把它，看呐。
아니 간기 진바 또한 되게 되게 팬데 된주고요.
So different types of wisdom that one has, wisdom understanding karma, wisdom understanding four truths, wisdom understanding let's say shunyata or emptiness. And by that we are of course not overlooking the importance. For again, without wisdom nothing happens. Even if one has a bodhicitta, without wisdom one can't even reach, you know, one can only climb maybe the first one or two rungs of the ten, the tongue step ladder. So without wisdom, nothing really happens. So we are not, or the teaching is not trying to belittle wisdom. What is being said is, despite their terrible importance, their great importance, if they are not conjoined with the altruistic intention or the wish of being a Buddha for the sake of freeing all beings from their suffering, then wisdom can only take you so far, as far as you know, the state of liberation, you know, the midway niche for one's own liberation, where you will get stuck for eons and you will be of no good at all to anyone. So if this wisdom is not conjoined with the bodhicitta, then Buddhahood is totally impossible. However, if the wisdom is conjoined with bodhicitta, wanting to be Buddha for the sake of all beings, with this, with grounded in this, even if you did nothing more than give or engage in small act of generosity, giving something to someone, it doesn't depend on the size of a gift. It depends on why you gave. If you gave something with a view to gaining merit, the merit which would help your wisdom go to the state of Buddhahood, so that you could reach out to all beings, then the merit you gained from the acts from a small act of generosity would be the same as the size of that merit would be as great as the size of the number of all beings. So it doesn't depend on the quantity given. It depends on the capacity of intention. In fact, there are many other reasons, but today Geshe-la says, again, we have run out of time. I'll stop here.
Deparin chinchu ki ma kya pa
Cha jang jang ba ju mi cha te nu Ni ji chen pe ju la che ma yu Pen ni se va che ma sho Ka yu la ye ko e shin kang di Pen na de wa ma li yu mi ni
Those parts of Krishna's teachings have not flourished, or where they once flourished but have now diminished. In the land surrounded by snow mountains, you are the source of all goodness and happiness. Lord Abba Krishna and Vinyasa, may your beloved speech remain until the world ends. To the practice of my foolish eyes, Buddha's peerless teaching, I dedicate these virtues so that all my great and guided by holy teachers. May the precious body mind not yet born provide and grow. May their form not diminish by greedy forevermore. Because the refuge of the future and the future, the Buddha's teaching, let him prosper and enjoy the world.
Do you want me to ask?
If you have questions about bloodline and all that.
Shall I even address your story in other cases?
No, seriously, if you have any questions, please, feel free. Otherwise, if you're in a hurry, please, you can also leave. Feel free to go.
Cool. What can Krishna tell me about, like, Manjushri measures? You flip a certain number, don't you, like 100,000?
Yeah.
Is there a certain amount that you aim for? For you, does it help you gain steady realizations, or
okay?
Does it come slow?
Yeah, okay. Kishila Anishige, I mean, Champagne, Taha Champagne Nerva, Champagne Castle, La Champagne, and Digi Castle, Social Kessin Carter Togores, and Champagne Lap and a chicker, a boom chicker saba, Omni Sumishi Sabena, Kadam the Sassana, and Social Chief Topa Gale, Topa South, Mamaji Topa South Chief, if you know, are the Hermetic steady growth of realization. And it's not for him bed and we've gone to pay a thing that he and Jambay and Mount Jamal. Now we've covered it down. Don't they cover carry? Don't they get in carry on it? Hindi do this or nothing.
She done Jambay Yangi Tony Pasta, Jambay and Sanji, 2G, Shira, Jeroa, 2G, Shira, Sai Rosu, Martin, Sai, number Martin, Mishila, something like 20 again, Judy, Jambay Yang.
There is.
Yes.
So who is Manjushri? Manjushri is a Buddhist deity, as you know, Buddhist deity of wisdom. So is he separate from the Buddha? No. Is he separate from all other Buddhas? No. Manjushri is a principle, the PR, no principle. Manjushri is a quality of perfection, of wisdom. So it is said that Buddha's quality of wisdom takes on a form, physical form. So that form comes as Manjushri, this deity with a sword or wisdom sword, which he intends to cut through their ignorance. So that is Manjushri. That is Buddha's intelligence, or if you like, Buddha's wisdom in the form of a physical form. So, the deity of wisdom has a sword. Is it to frighten you? Or to, you know, this is a symbolism of the cutting edge of wisdom. It's a symbolism for the cutting power of wisdom. Now, what is the purpose of wisdom? The purpose of Buddha's wisdom that we try to cultivate in time is to cut through the jungle, the thicket of all kinds of delusions, which primarily has grown from the single root of a misconception about how things actually exist. And since that is seen to be by the omniscient mind to be the root cause, then, you know, Buddha's wisdom in the form of a deity and with the physical form has a sword.
So
what is the benefit of reciting, you know, Manjushri's mantra? And for that matter, reciting other mantras. Reciting Manjushri's mantra is like water, okay, like moist heat and others that will help germinate a potent seed. So, let's say the actual wisdom that understands emptiness is like this seed, and we do have maybe a small fraction of that wisdom, and we want to make it potent wisdom. For that you need as much help as possible, like a potent seed needs all it can get from water, heat and other cooperative beneficial agents. In the same way, reciting mantras of Manjushri is helping the seed. So what it means now, if you recite, let's say, Manjushri's mantra many times, and then after that, if you try to, meditate on the reason, okay, reasons, logic, and the reasonings needed to understand selflessness of person and phenomena. Selflessness here means emptiness. Emptiness of a person, emptiness of all other phenomena. Unlike before, when you didn't recite his mantra, now reciting the mantra could have a real powerful benefit of helping understand that wisdom, or gain that wisdom, I should say, quicker, much quicker. So that's
universal nature. I find that there's a lot of vibration, or was that
vibration where? In your hand,
energy.
In your head, body?
And energy or something, like the feeling. Was that the transmission or something?
Okay. I think here, like a different energy, kasure, the energy, new version of kasure. So you get energy on your body and mind. And you call them similar, what? Like a different energy, get similar to vibrations and what? Vibrations, you can die, or what? Channel the two energy, the die, or what? The thing I think, nga dangdun yu lusum tiga tiga suri wadi pulung yu wana shiwa rwa pulung yu wana, pulung yu wana mudu daya yina pulung yu wana yu suwa lusum niga ti dangda yu wana shiwa tiga energy yu nubwa chi yu wudu wuz andi yaku shiri kata yu sumu
dani kata 네, 근데 컴든 젠더 내려면은 내가 되게 됐다 이제 와 가는 거예요. 나도 이제 와서 또 열이 열해.
그래.
이제 열. 네, 내려면은 이거 쓰고 와. 네, 내가 있나요, 그래.
So, if you receive some kind of vibration when you recite the mantra, when you are really fit and healthy, then it's good. But some people, you know, do they also have a vibration because of a physical condition. They're not well, and there's something wrong with their mind, and you know, then they are shaky, but they vibrate. That can put down to energy of identity. But you recite mantra, and physically you are fit, mentally you are fit, and still you get some kind of energy and vibration. Of course, it has to be good.
예,
I'll just quickly give an example. Let's say somebody says, okay, be careful when you go to that place. It's a haunted place. Okay? So be careful. When you hear that, you know, you are here, that the place is over there, you don't feel any fright. But unfortunately, there comes a situation, you do have to pass through that, where that person says, be careful, it's haunted. And when you reach that place, when you see that place, and when you go through that, you know, you feel something. Why? Because of the information you gain about the place. Something, the story you heard about the place. Whether or not there's something or not. But the fact that you heard something, that there's something there, makes you a bit edgy. And in the same way, when you recite Manjushri's mantra, then it leaves something, you know, unseen, some power on your mind. So that with that power, if you meditate on any teaching or any topic, let's say emptiness, for example, like, you know, like you said, actually, when going through that spooky place, and here, when you recite mantra and you try to meditate, you get some vibration because of the belief you had in when you recited mantra, that reciting Manjushri mantra is really powerful, will help my mind, and then the impression it has on it will have some power. Okay.
Thank you.